Mark Spray Barn, your one-stop cropping shop this season.
This is The Borders, 105.7. Triple M News.
With the latest, I'm Matt Petropoulos. Some tough new penalties for anyone caught sabotaging fruit following the strawberry debacle. The Prime Minister wants to increase jail terms for offenders up to 15 years and 10 for those setting up a hoax. Scott Morrison says the culprits have been put on notice.
There should be signs up in every single grocery store, or wherever you buy your strawberries, or wherever you buy your other fruit. You do that, you face jail.
It comes with some farmers forced to dump tons of the fruit, laying off workers and killing crops. Thousands of women could be around $18,000 better off as a result of proposed changes to super. Labour's announced a $400 million plan to help close the gap, allowing women on maternity leave to still earn super. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says it would be a game changer for many mums.
250,000 people a year will benefit from this. If a woman has 3 children, just through this measure alone, just this particular measure, not our entire package, children at the ages 27, 29 and 31, she'll be $18,000 a year, $18,000 better off in her retirement balance when she retires.
More than a dozen rivers are at risk of flooding in the U.S. state of North Carolina, with thousands of people still cut off from their homes following Hurricane Florence. At least 34 people have died since the monster storm hit the coast on Friday. Yesterday's Emmys drew a record and low number of viewers, sparking more concerns for the awards show. Just over 10 million people tuned in, down 11% in recent years. And how's this for peace on the peninsula? North and South Korea want to jointly host the 2032 Olympics, the announcement coming after a summit between the two leaders.
Price drop protection from Flight Centre means if your airfare drops before you fly, you'll get the difference back. Just let them know. Price drop protection starts from $19. See flightcentre.com.au.
Darcy Moore has been ruled out of the Collingwood side to take on Richmond for a spot in the grand final on Friday night. Coach Nathan Buckley says the 22-year-old simply not fit enough to play out the full game.
Talking to him, he went up another notch today. But if we just look at the loads that he has done or not been able to do over the last month, it's too much of a risk to take.
Meantime, Melbourne veteran Bernie Vince won't be recalled for Saturday's final against West Coast. In NRL, looks like Cameron Serralo could stay on as Panthers coach, with reports the board has endorsed him as they chase Ivan Cleary for 2021. And that umpire that gave a pep talk to Nick Kyrgios at the US Open has been suspended without pay.
Triple M.
With Southern Vale Homes, making your dream home a reality. Southernvale.com.au.
Mostly sunny conditions continuing throughout the afternoon for the border. Heading into the evening, the overnight low set to drop down to a chilly -1. Into Thursday now, frost in the morning, turning sunny in the afternoon, top temperature 17. Friday, frost and sunny, 19 degrees.